So it's back to that pavilion in Psalm 27, I think. Let's just remind ourselves. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. He shall. This doesn't seem dependent upon anything but the nature of God. He is good. He undertakes to hide us in his pavilion, in the secret place, and set us high upon a rock, Christ Jesus. Selah, take a pause and think about that. Have you ever looked at the incidence of the word shall in the Bible? It was brought to my notice by the Holy Spirit some years ago, the number of shalls and wills. They are such concrete, cast iron promises. Psalm 91's full of them. I shall do this, he says. No equivocation or condition. You're in trouble. I shall deliver you. I will do it. Reminds me of my Baptist hymn book, number 419 to be precise, a mainstay in my devotional time. O souls of men, why will you scatter like a crowd of frightened sheep? Foolish hearts, why will you wander from a love so true and deep? There's a wideness in God's mercy like the wideness of the sea. There's a kindness in his justice which is more than liberty. There's no place where earth's sorrows are more felt than up in heaven. There's no place where earth's failings have such kindly judgment given. For the love of God is broader than the measures of man's mind, and the heart of the Eternal is most wonderfully kind. But we make his love too narrow by false limits of our own, and we magnify his strictness with a zeal he will not own. There is plentiful redemption in the blood that has been shed. There is joy for all the members in the sorrows of the head. If our love were but more simple, we should take him at his word, and our lives be filled with gladness from the presence of the Lord. Frederick William Faber, the author. We could just have seen what it looks like to be hidden in his pavilion. How lovely is that? Selah.